by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where ABC News is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new ABC News Ipsos poll showing two-thirds of Americans think President Biden should step aside and let someone else top the ticket for the Democrats this fall. That poll also shows Vice President Kamala Harris with a three-point lead over Donald Trump if the election were held today. The president will hold a news conference later this afternoon after the NATO summit wraps up. ABC News contributing political correspondent Rachel Bade is on Capitol Hill.
I have actually heard Democrats say to me that they hope he fumbles and that it forces this conversation anew. But look, even if it goes smoothly, clearly these frontliners and these difficult re-elections who are facing down Republican challengers, clearly Democratic leaders, they're not convinced that Biden should be staying in this race right now.
Tornado warnings and watches in at least five states spawned by the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. More than a million people are still without power, also because of Beryl. Texas officials say it could be weeks before everyone gets it back. This is ABC News. Israel's military is still urging Palestinians to get out of Gaza City and to head south. This as ceasefire talks continue in Doha. New federal funding being announced today for American carmakers to bulk up production of their EVs.
A boost coming for the struggling auto industry as carmakers shift to convert manufacturing plants to produce electric vehicles. The Biden administration announcing it will allocate $1.7 billion to help key facilities in the U.S. that have closed or are at risk of closing. The Energy Department selecting 11 auto manufacturing plants.